Well, non-government job network agencies were brought in to help unemployed people on social security benefits gain employment. They get paid by the government to provide the service, with their funding dependent on how successful they are at getting people jobs. But their methods have been criticised for being ineffective in finding work and in the way they handle the needs of job seekers. The Wire's Chris Tastour reports.
Government-sponsored job network agencies have long faced criticism for the process used to help unemployed people get back into the workforce. The current program is called JobActive, and CEO of Jobs Australia, David Thompson, says the criticisms have been well documented.
People think they don't get lots of help from it, and then other people, I think, quite wrongly claim that people are making heaps of money out of it, and also that it's not getting enough people into jobs.
One of those people is Tom. He was 25 when he first went to a job network agency and has struggled to find consistent work from the process.
At first I thought, well, hopefully help me get a job, but then my experiences were completely different. They were basically just not helpful at all. I had no sort of knowledge of any kind of the industries I've worked in, and basically for starters sent me out to do stuff I'd had no qualifications in, like concreting. I'd never done that in my life, and they sent me to do a job concreting at Murray Bridge, which is like ages from where I live. I live in Adelaide in the northern suburbs. Another time they had me go to a job that they said they got for me. I got there and waited for an hour and no one was there. And so then I left and they tried to say I didn't go to the job even though I went there and waited for an hour and no one was there. Then they tried to breach me for that, which is where they tell Centrelink you didn't, then your payments get suspended. So
a technique used by the job network agency was to make participants sign up for an Australian business number. ABNs can be used by individuals if they are sole traders, but businesses are known to exploit workers to avoid paying benefits like award wages and super.
Yeah, a lot of the times they pressure me into doing ABN work, which like getting an ABN, and even though it's just like a normal job where I work for their employer, and tried to pressure me into doing that, and I had to stand my ground, and they sort of kept saying, no, we got other people doing that.
The psychological effect this has on prospective workers only further reduces their mental health, as job seekers are left to feel like failures while already stuck in a vulnerable life circumstance.
They have these group interview things where they make you come in for an hour and just listen to someone talk, and it's really a waste of time because you don't get a job at the end of it. And one guy once, he was like 2 minutes or so late because his bus didn't come on time or something, so it wasn't his fault. And the staff there were like really just abusive. I'm like, why have you come late? You won't get a job if you late to interviews, and really you can wait and be last now. And they're really nasty to him like that. And another time, one of their people told me to come in to get this voucher thing. So I was just doing what I said, came in when they told me to, and their reception staff's like, oh, no, we don't have you for an appointment. You shouldn't come here. It's like your doctor. You only come when you have an appointment. And I was like, I just coming in when you told me to come in.
Because this money is required for agencies to keep running, this means they will try to claim payslips from jobs that seekers might have found themselves while signed to the agency.
Providers get paid very little to provide the assistance up front, and when they get people into 4, 12 or 26 week jobs that last that long, they get paid, if you like, success fees. And the providers depend on those success fees not only to make a profit but to break even.
Sometimes I've found sort of jobs on my own for periods. Like it's just a lot of casual sort of short-term stuff, unfortunately. But even then, they try and claim that they want the pay slips so they can get their bonus.
Job network agencies hold clients for 2 years. Then it is up to the job seeker to decide if they want to stay or be transferred to a different agency.
To get me to stay, they promise me all this stuff. Like they said that I got this person to come and say, oh, we've got this job for you, it's full-time, it's permanent, it's here, it's really good, it pays really well. And they told me this to get a request to stay with them. Then after I did that, that person, I never heard from them again, and this job again. I suspect they made it up to not have me transferred from them, which they see as a lost opportunity to make money.
Third-party institutions have been criticised for their financially driven priorities, but Mr. Thompson says this was the only workable solution, despite its flaws.
But the reason we have a contracted out service is because the government organisation wasn't all that good at it. The government organisation then competed with not-for-profit and for-profit providers in the new arrangements and failed spectacularly. So I don't think it's a question of who delivers it. I think it's a question of whether the government's clever enough to specify how it needs to be delivered to make sure people who really need it get really good quality assistance.
That's David Thompson, CEO of Jobs Network Australia, ending that report by The Wire's Chris Dastour.